Did anybody take it seriously?
Yeah, I believe the Admiral's staff made a few phone calls, but that was the extent of it.
Christopher Mellon served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence for Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush, and was on the staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He had access to top-secret government programs.
He says what Dietrich and Fravor witnessed demonstrated technological capabilities beyond those of the U.S. military's most advanced aircraft.
In the case of the Nimitz, these vehicles seem to have unlimited loiter time, which we don't have. We're limited in terms of altitude. It's hard to design something that functions well at ground level that can go, you know, to 60,000 or 80,000 feet.
And then drop.
And then drop down to the deck or drop to 20,000 feet, and, you know, and it's like a straight vertical line.
In seconds.
Yeah, in seconds.
And this has been captured on radar.
Yeah. I've talked to some of the radar operators who observe that. Then the acceleration is far beyond anything that we're capable of.
So what's the fastest one of our jets can go?
Probably for a very brief period of time, 1,500 or 2,000 miles an hour. Nothing near the degree of acceleration that has been observed in some of these cases. There's nothing we could build that would be strong enough to endure that amount of force and acceleration.